I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to talk a little baseball to start out. Obviously, the rules changes are something that seem to be really creating a lot of different opinions, especially the DH, and there are a number of people who don't want to see a DH, and I kind of understand it, but I think that you're missing the big picture, and that is baseball is different now than it ever has been, or it has been in a long, long time. We are not necessarily in the same era, you know, of like even 10 years ago. Baseball's changed. I was reading an article the other day about baseball, and, you know, the scouting departments of most of these places, if you really take a look at it, they're even changing the way they scout baseball. They no longer actually go and they no longer have a lot of guys out on the road like they used to. They actually do in-home scouting through video, basically. And a lot of what they do is based on the numbers, on analytics. I mean, every little aspect of baseball over the last 5 to 10 years, it really has just changed. And so, you know, the idea that we need to hold on to the National League's purity, that they, you know, that they don't have a DH, it's really just, I don't know, I think it's just not really all that necessary. And I think people who are fighting for that or who want that are probably stuck in a time and place that ain't ever coming back. And that's the problem. Baseball is changing. You know, the traditionalists don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear about how baseball is different now. But it is. And it's only going to get more and more different as we get further away from it. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, when you look at baseball and what has changed, you know, the fact, again, that they're doing all the scouting, a lot of the scouting from in-home based on analytics and based on the idea that, you know, they can do it via video, that's changed a lot of things that they do, you know, with respect to how they evaluate players. And that's where it starts. You look at analytics. I mean, you look at the way that they do shifts now and defensive shifts. You look at the ideas that they have for pitchers and relief pitchers and how they make changes and all that stuff. I mean, you can go down the line. You can go down the line and see baseball is different than it ever has been. It's changing. You know, the days of it being the same sport where, you know, the pitcher goes 8 innings and they bring in a closer to finish the game, it's over. That's just the way it is. You know, the days of even the guys getting big money, that's probably coming to an end too for long-term deals, because teams have figured out you can do it better by and cheaper, and you can still get good players if you make them come to you when they're desperate. And I don't think there's collusion going on, but you know what? It sure looks like something. So baseball is completely different than it used to be. And that's why I don't buy the traditionalist arguments about the DH, that we can't have the DH because, oh, well, you know, the strategy, and this is the way it's always been, and blah, blah, blah. I actually had somebody call in last night and basically say you can't have the DH because, well, you know, if you're going to do that, why not just have 9 alternate hitters? Well, for the most part, probably because about 7 of the guys in their lineup are your best hitters anyway, so you wouldn't hit for them. But secondly, I mean, that's kind of silly. I don't think there's any push or move for anything beyond having a DH. One guy that's designated to hit. Period. And I don't think that's a big deal. I don't think you're changing the game that much. I keep hearing about the strategy. What strategy are you talking about? The double switch? Who cares? You still have to make decisions, pinch hitting decisions because the other team's going to make relief pitching decisions. You're still going to have to make decisions. There still will be some strategy. But the big thing is you won't have to suffer through these 110 hitters and 100 hitters or worse, pretending like they're up there trying to do anything other than get lucky. And, you know, the other part of it is I don't need to see these guys bunt or attempt to bunt 15 times a week. I don't need to see it. So I have no problem at all with a universal DH. I think it makes a better game. But I think the biggest thing is if you are one of those people whose argument is, well, it's never been this way, so why would we do it now? I'm sorry, that's not an argument. Because baseball's changing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.